Yeah.
I don't. Maybe, you know, I probably was, but all we ever had was pillars.
Did you ever hear of a bolster?
No, I don't believe I have. Mm-hmm.
And you had a lot of company, you didn't have enough beds for everyone. For the children to sleep on.
You can put a pallet.
Okay.
Yeah. You still do it. Oh, Lord, sometimes we got 15 right now on the weekend.
Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah. Have you had that many people
up? Well, I don't know. Just what you know. Amen.
Ain't say nothing,
it's
been
taken. Yeah.
Whatever kinds of land are there around
here? Hamlet, sand land.
What's a hamlet?
Real marly type ground, hard, a lot of rock under it.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean marly?
Well, it's more like clay.
Right.
Is marly kind of soil or something?
Yeah, it's just like clay, same as clay, only it ain't clay, it's just gum, like gumbo.
Uh-huh, that's pretty sticky.
Yeah. Yeah, my daddy used to always say there wasn't but 2 days to work after 2 days between the time it's too dry and too wet. When it gets dry, you can't stick a plow in it, and when it gets wet, you can't get through it.
Can't get your horse out of it.
Can't get your foot out of it. Can't get your foot out of it. It sticks to it, so.
What's the best kind of soil they have around here?
Around here, just clay soil, loamy soil.
Loamy. Uh-huh. What color is it?
Well, brown or yellow, like clay.
Mm-hmm.
Black.
Uh-huh. And you say we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
fertile.
Uh-huh. What would you call the flat land along a stream or river?
Marsh.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if it's it's not really marshy, but it's good for planting because it gets overflowed and it's real rich. Do you have any land like that around
here? No, not here. I do. Well, they're all.
You're on that St. John's River.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of land do you have on the St. John's?
You've got a lot of that flat land over there. Sloughs and things up on that river.
Do you ever hear of bottom land or low land?
Yeah. Most of that bottom land is black soil. It's down in where all the water washes in the river or something.
What's the difference between a swamp and a marsh?
Well, a swamp usually got a lot of timber in it. A marsh is usually all wiregrass, switchgrass or something.
Is a marsh freshwater or saltwater?
Both.
Mm-hmm. And a field that might be good for... grassy
field might be good for raising hay, but not
really for planting anything. You call that place a
pasture. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of a meadow or prairie?
Yeah, prairie. Prairie's on the side of the river.
Uh-huh. What's a prairie?
Most of it. A lot of them prairies out in Texas, so there ain't no river nowhere in 400 miles of them. It's flat.
Uh-huh. Say if you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it, you'd say you wanted to...
Drain it, ditch it.
Okay. And the things that you'd dig would be?
Yeah, laterals, canals, ditches.
Mm-hmm. What if you had a heavy rain and the water cut out a little...
Gully.
Uh-huh. What if it gets real big, big enough to, so you could, well, as tall as you are or something, you'd call it a...
Stream, I guess.
Mm-hmm.